제 바수대하야 Let me unconditionally, with total focus, give my heart to God in these next 7 days. What a blessing this is. And he went to the bank of the Ganges. And he asked Purichit Maharaj a few questions. And he asked Sukadeva Goswami, what is the essence of all religions? Because so many times we become so caught up with sectarian rituals or egoistic connections to our whatever it is, whether it's our gender or our race or our religion or our nationality. But what is the essence of Dharma? Because I don't have time to understand all the other stuff. And what is the prime duty for all humanity? And what is the most important thing to understand for a person who is about to die? See, when he asked these questions, it wasn't theoretical, it wasn't out of curiosity, it was with a sense of urgency. Knowledge, spiritual knowledge, it only really has value to the degree it transforms us. Just to know things is nice, as long as you do something with you know. If you have a map and you know exactly how to get to Hudson, New York, which I like to do, very valuable. You have the map, you know the way. But unless you actually follow it and go there, what is the use? Sitting here in Manhattan saying, I know how to get to Hudson. I'm better than you because I know the way to Hudson. You don't know the way to Hudson. But the purpose of the map is to help you get there. Even if food has incredible nutrients, if you cannot digest it, it has no value for you. So our sincerity, our sense of urgency, of the need for transcendental knowledge, is for grace, is what makes our consciousness fit to assimilate and get the full benefits. During this discussion, when he was faced with a great obstacle, Sukadeva Goswami described so many incredible historical stories of how people from all different fields of society and life found complete shelter in God or Krishna's love. One such story is Prahlad. Lord Narasimhadev is an avatar or an incarnation of Krishna. But 95% of the story is about Prahlad. He's a devotee. Because Mahajana Yena Katasya Panda, we can only really understand the truth when we follow in the footsteps of people who know the truth. Their example and their words are a light in the darkness of our illusions in this world. Little Prahlad faced obstacles in his life that are inconceivable to us. Whatever problems we may be having, when you study little Prahlad, all you could do is think, life is so nice. He was thrown. Well, let's go back. Before describing his obstacles, where did he get the strength to remain completely peaceful, composed, hopeful, and ecstatic? Nothing could disturb that. Because in all of our lives, sometimes there's sunny days, and sometimes there's stormy days. And sometimes the stormy days, I think last weekend was kind of like that. It seems like it's never ending. It's described in the Bible that if you build your house on a foundation of rock, then no storm can push it down. But if you build a house on shifting sand, and when the same storms come, everything crumbles. So our faith, accessing God's grace, and our knowledge of how to do that, and how to assimilate that information practically in whatever may happen in our life, that's our foundation. Little Prahlad got that foundation by associating with sacred people. When he was in the embryo, well, he was an embryo, in the womb of his mother, the great Saint Narada Muni instructed him in the science of pure love and devotion to the Supreme God. And even though little embryos in the womb, they're not always so intellectually able to understand what's happening, but they're completely receptive. Because as we grow older, we get conditioned, and we get cynical and doubtful. I was just recently in London. I was telling Graham about this lady. Her name is Stephanie, and she's about 85 years old. She's an incredible life she's had. She's really been through unbelievable obstacles. And we were speaking together at London Business School, and there were mostly students there. And she turned to me and said, "I love to speak and be with students, young people, because they haven't yet been so jaded by life." I really started thinking about myself. And I realized, I'm pretty jaded by life myself. You become cynical, you become sarcastic, you become doubtful. You don't have the same excitement about situations. Because of our experiences. But life, spiritual life, is to help us to transcend that sarcasm and actually reawaken from within us the natural, innocent love and faith that is our true nature. So little children, they don't have so many filtering mechanisms. They may not intellectually understand what's being said, but they can actually feel the vibration. And they totally absorb it, like little sponges. So Prahlad absorbed it, and he became liberated. He became a Paramhamsa, a great saint and pure devotee in the womb of his mother. Now, I've met a lot of parents who think their children are clean up. But after a few years. It changed their minds. And he became like that. It's a very rare situation. And his father, Hiranyakashipu, he was a total egomaniac. He gained such incredible powers through yoga. He performed yoga like nobody could perform in the world today. And he got such incredible powers from it. Knowledge is power. Wealth is power. Fame is power. Beauty is power. Incredible abilities is power. According to our consciousness, we're going to use it either for our own benefit and that of the world, or for the purpose of exploitation. We all have that free will. And Hiranyakashipu, he had his power. It made him so arrogant that everything, he put himself totally in the very center of creation. What I feel is all that matters. For my purpose, I have a right to do anything, everything, to anyone or anything. And that's just what he did. He was conquering, he was plundering, he was exploiting. And he wanted his son to be just the way he wanted him to be. And even other rulers of the world would obey anything he said out of fear. But his son had no fear. One day he took little five-year-old Pramod and put him on his lap and embraced him. The future of my dynasty, my favorite son. He smelled his head and tears came from his eyes. And he said, Pramod, what's the best thing you learned in school? And little Pramod said, my dear father, anyone who's like you, he wanted to first praise his father, to kind of open his heart. So he said, oh, best of the demons. Now, for his father, that was a great honor. He said, anyone who's like you, who's so attached to your egoistic ways of life and just thinking you're nothing more than this body and trying to fulfill the uncontrolled mind and senses and exploiting others to do so, you're like a person who's in a deep, dark well where there is no water. And even if you cry for help, no one will hear you. So my father, take my advice. Go to the holy place of Vrindavan and surrender your heart to the love of God, of Krishna. His father was an atheist. Not only an atheist, he hated God. The concept of God was just such a threat to him. His father was furious. And told the teachers of Prahlad, take him back to school and don't let him be contaminated by this bhakti, this dharma. So the teachers, Sandha and Mark, very, very intellectual, powerful. Imagine, Hiranyakashipu chose them to teach the son. He said, Prahlad, where did you learn this from? And little Prahlad said, but you are simply teaching so much misinformation. I have no interest in that. it's all about economic development and politics, and this is your friend, and how to exploit and get the most out of your friend, and this is your enemy, how to overcome your enemy. But I love Krishna. I love God. So I see that my God is within every heart. I see every living being as a child of my God. So I see everyone with equal vision. This is terrible. I wanted to beat him. But eventually, I was so respectful in school. They taught me and taught me. They thought everything was very nice. They brought him back to his father and said, now he's well educated. Father put him on his lap and said, oh, come on, the best of my family, please tell me, what did you learn in school? That's what parents ask their children. And Prahlad Maharaj said, my dear father, and he spoke with such love and respect and compassion. Saravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Bhati Saravanam. But the way to attain the highest goal, the greatest satisfaction of loving devotion to the Supreme One Lord, is to hear about it. And chanting about the Lord, and remembering the Lord, and the association with the Lord's devotee by following these processes of devotional service. When you make your goal the loving service of the Lord, then your life is actually heading toward eternity. Otherwise, you're just chewing that which has already been chewed. All the different pleasures that we have in this life, the animals get the same thing in their own way as the insects and the birds. Just physical gratification, mental, emotional gratification. There's something wrong. We're not these bodies, we're the eternal souls. What is the pleasure of the soul? What are the needs of the soul? Ananda Mayogyasha, to love God, to love Krishna, to feel Krishna's love. That's the real pleasure of the soul. And my father, the only way you will ever get that is you have to bathe every limb of your body with the dust of the feet of great saints who have no selfish, egoistic desires. Now for Prahlad, he's showing his highest love. But his father interpreted this as the most painful insult. He literally picked up his little five-year-old son and threw him from the throne onto the ground and told his military men, kill him by any means. They took that little five-year-old child, threw him in a pit of venomous snakes, cast him into the ocean, and put huge weights on him, threw him from the tops of massive mountains, threw him in fire, burning oil, fed him intense poison. They tried, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, they tried to kill him in thousands of ways, stabbing him with tridents and spears and swords. And little Prahlad was just happy. They couldn't kill him. They couldn't even make him angry. They couldn't even make him afraid. What was that? How was he overcoming these obstacles? Because he had that spiritual foundation. And one of the most incredible things, Prahlad never prayed, God, please save me. He you just pray, my Lord, I'm yours. Whatever you want to do, I'm yours. Mama, so he offered this beautiful prayer. Nanda Kishore, Krishna, I'm yours. My body, my family, my mind, all my abilities, everything is your property. Just use me as you will. Maro virako piyo icha poha Nitya daha saprati duva adhika. If you want to kill me, that's my goal in life, to die. And if you want to protect me, nothing can harm me. When we understand the beauty of the eternality of the soul, then what in this world could really disturb us? Krishna tells in the Gita, Jayate Mriyate Vakatasha, that the Atma, the living force, the soul within all of us, is never born and never dies. It's eternal. It's a part of God. It cannot be cut into pieces by any weapon. It cannot be drowned by water or burnt by fire. It's transcendent. This body's like a car. Yatra, the soul, is like a driver in the sky. And this human life is so precious because it gives us the opportunity to reach the highest destination. But there will be many obstacles in the road. Sometimes when you drive cars, there's traffic jams. But you keep going because you have faith that you're going to get there. So Rupa Prahlad is explaining this to his father. And his father tried to destroy him in every possible way. And Rupa Prahlad, what drove his father most crazy is he couldn't get Prahlad to even get angry with him. His son just kept forgiving him and kept repeating the same little message. This is an obstacle in our life. Fear. Egoism. Selfishness. These are the obstacles within. And the Prabhupada quotes from the Vedic literatures. There are six essential obstacles that are within a conditioned heart. Passionate, selfish desire, greed, envy, arrogance, illusion, anger. When we can conquer these obstacles within, then there's no more fear. We conquer. Nothing outside of us can possibly affect our purpose in life. Little Prahlad remained loving and compassionate, even when he was totally surrounded by hate and violence. Because he found that love and compassion within himself, nothing could disturb him. This is the universal principle of all great saints, of all traditions. In any situation, they're fearless. That fearlessness is not based on the strength of their capacity to fight. It's based on experiencing the power of God's grace, God's love. And realizing how we are instruments of that love. I gave an example. In a river with a very strong current, if an elephant goes inside, the elephant is the biggest and strongest animal on earth. The elephant is washed away by the power of the current. But a little tiny fish, this is silent, swimming upstream, downstream, crossstream, circles. He's not destroying. From a physical perspective, if you had a match between a little fish and an elephant, the elephant would crush it in a second. But because the fish has learned to find shelter in the river, its fears. And because the elephant has not, all of his power and strength doesn't work. Hiranyakashipu was massively powerful in every way, but he was always afraid. Because as long as we have these selfish, egoistic desires, there must be fear. But Prahlad, he realized the beauty of his own soul. Mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhutasana. Every soul is part of God, of Krishna. Therefore, our nature is beautiful. We're such an ananda. We're full of happiness. We've just somehow or other forgotten it in this dream state of our ego. So Prahlad, because he could see the beauty of his own self, and he was tasting the sweetness of Krishna's love, he could see the inherent beauty in his father. Even though his father was the cruelest tyrant practically the world has ever seen, he saw below all these layers of ignorance, there's a beautiful soul who has the capacity to love. When we can overcome that obstacle within ourselves, by cherishing the beauty of seva, of service. It is said that when you get, you make a living. But when you give, you make a life. The evolution of human consciousness, it's going from the need to get to the joy of giving. And the very origin of that phenomenon is the nature of the soul. Jiva Swarupai Krishna Vekidas. We are all eternally servants of God. To love means to serve. As Maharaj explains, bhakti means to be available. There is no greater joy. A mother's love for a child, there's a joy in giving. I've seen it. I'm a Swami, so I don't have such a close experience, but I hear it, I see it. Chitta Gopi Devi, little daughter. The mother's giving, 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 everything. Her whole life, day and night. And little babies, where do they get that? Dirty diapers. But it's a joy, right? It's a blessing. If there's love, there's a joy. So in this world, when we have this spoiled kind of consciousness, I can only be happy when things go my way. There can never be any true happiness. There can be some flickering little sense of happiness, but it's not going to last. Real happiness is in reconnecting with the beauty of our own self in relation to the service of the world. And nothing could impede that, not even death, or to speak of any other situation. Leadership, from a spiritual perspective, is when we see that potential within ourselves, we see the potential in other people also. And we actually have to, like God, we can be an instrument of grace to bring that out in another. If you think, I am doing, then we can't really do much. But if the infinite, inconceivable power and sweetness of God's grace, if we connect to that and we feel ourselves instruments of that grace, then we can see the potential in everyone. Our own guru, Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the lonely side of New York, where we are today, 1965. From a very holy place in India, he was 70 years old, and he had the highest standards of morality, ethics, love, devotion, philosophy. And who was coming to him? Hippies. Something was, from an external perspective, must have really been a culture shock. The reporter asked Prabhupada, can you tell me what is a hippie? And Prabhupada said, something extraordinary. And the reporter asked, can you show me a miracle? And Prabhupada said, my miracle is I have made hippies into happies. So there were people who had no faith in God, people who were just drug addicts, alcoholics, just looking for pleasure through free sex and every type of situation possible. It was considered fashionable to never take a bath. Prabhupada saw in every one of their hearts, in every one of our hearts, he saw something beautiful. He saw the potential of infinite happiness and love and grace. And because he saw that in us, he can actually awaken us to understand who we really are and what our potential is. That is satsang. Satsang means associating with enlightened people who actually draw out our potential because they see it. But we can only see it in others when we see it in ourselves. And when you see that, nothing can destroy. And that was the work of God. So eventually, because my time is eventually, Hiranyakashipu was so depressed because he couldn't kill his son. He became psychotic by modern psychological terminology. he couldn't do anything. He just sat with his head down because his ego was completely frustrated. And ultimately, he said to his little son, he said to him, "Where do you get your powers from?" And he was gigantic. And little Prahlad, like that little fish in the river, he said, "My father, I love you so much." "I get my powers from the same place you get your powers from. From Bhagavan, from the Lord, from Krishna, from Vishnu." Now that was such an insult. Hiranyakashipu screamed at him. His eyes were like red coals. He said, "You talk about this Vishnu God. Where is your God?" Prahlad said, "He's everywhere." And the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "For one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, for that person I'm never lost, nor are they ever lost to me." How do you see God everywhere? It's a very personal thing. It's not just some psychedelic meditation. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, "How do we see God everywhere?" In the Gita, Krishna says, "Sarva Loka Maheshwara." All the universes, all the planets, and everything else is the property of God. "Aham Bija Prajapita," and every living being is a child of God. So Prabhupada pointed toward his eyeglasses and said, "When you see these eyeglasses, what do you think?" And the student said, "I think these are Prabhupada. These are Prabhupada's eyeglasses." And Prabhupada said, "And what do you feel when you think that?" He said, "Well, I remember you, so I feel love for you." Prabhupada said, "Everything is the property of God. And everyone is a child of God. When you find that love within yourself, then you remember Krishna in everything. Not that that thing is God, but that thing is of God. And that connection awakens our love." So Prahlad said, "God is everywhere." And Hiranyakashipu said, "Is he in this pool?" And Prahlad said, "He's in this pool." Hiranyakashipu drew his father. He drew this gigantic, sharp sword and said, "You dare to defy me? I will personally sever your head on this very day. Let us see how your God protects you." And then out of spite, as he was on his way with his raised sword to cut off the head of his own son with his massive fist, hit the pillar. And as he was rushing toward his son, this sound that the world has never seen came out from the pillar. Hiranyakashipu stopped. He looked at the pillar. The pillar was trembling. And suddenly, it broke open, and the avatar, Narasimha Dev, appeared from the pillar. In the Bible, God appeared as a pillar of fire, like the Israelites. So pillars are quite different. But here he appeared from the pillar. You see, Hiranyakashipu, to maintain his power and his position, he took benedictions from Lord Brahma. That he could not be killed either inside or outside, either in day or night, either in the sky or in the water or in the land, by any weapon or by any species of life. And it goes on and on. He was very, very thorough.
But you see, whatever material arrangements you may make, whatever you have, whatever you can do, if you're on the wrong side, even though he ruled for some time, sometimes people think, why is somebody getting away with so much? But it's just a matter of time. Time and tide wait for no man. Everything comes to its conclusion, according to our karma or according to the grace of God. So he ruled with all of his cruelty and power and all the benedictions he received for a long time. But the Lord appeared and liberated Hiranyakashipu at the doorstep of his palace. That means he wasn't inside or outside. It was twilight. The sun was just setting, so it was neither day or night. And he put him on his lap, so it wasn't either on the land or the water or the sky. And the Lord, because there was no species of life that was allowed to kill, the Lord appeared half man and half lion. It's not a species. But it's custom. He appeared custom made just for me. Now this is a good lesson. No matter what arrangements you make, no matter what connections you have with government or money or whatever, it's all going to come back to you. If you do negative things. And little Prabhupada, however much everything's against you, won't be up to the Janahi to make up that courage. And to be protected. Prabhupada's protection is not just that he didn't die. Prabhupada's real protection was he never forgot his selfless loving devotion to the Lord. Narasimha offered Prahlad any benediction he desired. You're such a little child, and you underwent so many difficulties just because you were so true and faithful to me. All Prahlad had to do to live a very peaceful material life is what his father said, what is the favorite subject in school? He could have just said, mathematics. But he loved his father so much, he wanted to give him a chance to be elevated. So he spoke the truth. So the Lord, Krishna, he sees what we go through and the obstacles and the injustices that are inevitable in this world for all of us. And we remain humble. The meek shall inherit the earth. God really did that. He became the king. He inherited the earth. But little Prahlad, despite all opposition, he remained an instrument of grace. And the Lord sees that and offered him anything he wants. And what was Prahlad's response? He said, I'm your devotee. My life is to please you. My life is to serve you. And to serve you means to help others, because they're all your children. You can't love the father and mother without wanting to do something for their children. super dopamine. I don't need soup for some of the time. So now I get to use a lot of the I can't love her without making her child happy. At least trying. I don't always succeed, but at least I'm trying. So, this was cool. If I ask anything in return, I'm not your divorcee. I'm just doing business with you. Business means I give you something because you're going to give me something in return. Natanam rajanam na sundariyam kavitam bhajakadishikami. Mama janmani janmanishwari avatar akhirahun tikitvai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed to us the heart of a true devotee. The prayer to the Lord is, I do not want wealth or power or fame or physical pleasures. I don't even want liberation. I just want to serve you and please you according to your will. Narasimha Bhagavan insisted that Prahlad ask for benediction. He said, give me this benediction, that I will always remember you and always be in the mood of the servant of your service. And I don't want to be in the ashrams and the caves where people are living peaceful lives. I want to be where people are suffering so I can help them, help to enlighten their souls with your love. Let me take birth again and again and again, as long as there's anybody who's suffering or forgetful of you, let me take birth in this world to be an instrument of your compassion. And my Lord, my Father, he murdered so many people. He was so cruel to me. He did every possible evil thing. If you want to give a benediction to me, give my father liberation. Bring him back to be your eternal associate in the spiritual action. Narasimha Dev said he's already liberated. Not only that, but I give this benediction out of my gratitude to your dear Prahlad. Because of you, I give this benediction to all humanity for all time to come. Means us. That anyone who sincerely takes shelter of me, anyone who calls on my name with great feeling and devotion, and pure, with a pure heart, 21 generations of their relatives will get liberated. Little Prahlad, show us how to overcome all of the obstacles of life to take it shelter through faith in the grace of Krishna. In that grace of Krishna, faith in the grace of God, comes infinite hope in any situation. Then we associate with each other to help each other to come to that realization. Then we're really a spiritual community. One time they asked you to go back in a devotee's image. So many egos among devotees and so many problems like this and so many shortcomings. And he said, but it's very, you should respect each other. He said, if you go to a hospital, it's not that everyone is healthy. A hospital's a place where people come to get better. If we can't forgive each other and see beyond each other's differences and beyond each other's shortcomings, if we can't, we should see the problems, but in harmony and balance with the goodness and the spiritual potential in each other. Because from a spiritual perspective, to overcome our defects is not just smashing it. It's by recognizing it and understanding the dangers of it, but by nourishing our spiritual strengths, we can overcome all these weaknesses. And this is how we overcome our own obstacles, and we actually become instruments to overcome each other's obstacles by seeing that inherent good within ourselves and that divinity within others. To hate the disease, but not the disease. And in this age of Kali, most powerful, accessible way of purifying ourselves from these unwanted obstacles in our lives within and without is to tune in to the frequency of the infinite peace and remarkable grace of God in chanting the Holy Name. This is spiritual community, just like this. We're all kind of sleepy spiritual. And we're here to wake each other up. Thank you very much.